This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
Ready? One, two, three.
It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
Welcome back. To the O'Neill Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this beat sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. To the O'Neill Africa Experience.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I love it, man. The Pope isn't who he claims to be. So Mauritian made time to hang out with us last week. It was an awesome show, man. You better make sure that you check out the podcast. It's up. Rude Boy was here as well. One of the members of... I don't even know if he's still with P-Squared. Like, really? I interviewed the man for more than an hour, and I still don't know if he's still with P-Squared. Like, that's how confusing this is. Listen, welcome to the show. We call it the O'Neill Africa Experience. It happens every single Friday. Today's going to be awesome. I'm hanging out with a friend of mine. He's late, so we'll reprimand him for that. But on the other side of that, then we'll get to find out what he's been up to. A lot of people are excited about this. So TP will be joining us in just a little while. Stand by. Welcome to the show.
Stay on your knees and pray. Never find someone like me.
Man, I'm telling you, man, if music keeps getting this better, big things are happening. Mauritian, the song is called Louder. Make sure you get the EP. Look, we always promote those that come around to hang out with us. I mean, we owe it to them because of the time they create to spend time with us. Somebody who is also spending time with us today is TP.
What's up, good people? What's
how you doing, man?
Nice, man?
It really has been nice. A minute, bro.
It has.
We tried to do this at some point and I wasn't in.
No, you weren't in. So yeah. I should penalize you for not being in because you're trying to penalize me for being late because of traffic.
The minute I mentioned that TP was going to be joining us, people are coming out of the woodworks talking about how, yo, I can't wait to catch this.
Damn, man. I'm so grateful for people still showing love after so long, you know?
Yeah,
like, I've been quiet, man. You know, I've been quiet for a few. So, you know, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I'm blessed that people are still anticipating what I've got to offer.
You know what? I'm glad you said. You took time.
Yeah.
You're out for a while. I don't like doing that to artists because sometimes you say that to someone and they're like, no, but I've never been anywhere. Uh-huh, I've been here.
So
this was a deliberate effort to stay away.
Yeah, it was kind of like a deliberate effort. I had to shy away from the the features, you know. Okay. Like I was getting to know.
You were the king of features.
You know what I mean? I can't be
before T-Pain. You were doing it.
I can't be the king of features. You know what I mean? And for that to get out of people's system,
yeah,
takes quite a while. And also working on the music that I've come up with lately has taken quite a while, and it's been a very personal experience. And you know, you'll hear in the music that it's made quite a huge difference in terms of how I approach music, and I've grown a lot. Like for real. For real. Like, it's not like the last time you saw me in Botswana. You know, I was still dope, you know. But
Dude, I remember the stuff you played for me back in Botswana. Where is that? Where is all of that?
That stuff is still around. It's just that, you know, things happened, you know.
Yeah.
In terms of the we had to change teams, we had to do this, we had to do that. But, you know, it's nothing bitter, no hard feelings. But I'm just appreciative of the fact that I've grown musically and personally.
Look, we're going to get into the personal stuff. I feel like there's more to it than not just wanting to appear on features.
No, really.
I imagine there was a lot more to it than that. I mean, look.
I don't think.
The features themselves, I get it. You're on everything.
I was.
Were you not enjoying it?
In the beginning, it was quite, I was enjoying it, you know, the collaborating with people. But when it messes with the aesthetic of the brand, like,
yeah,
because people, you know, when people tend to cling on too much to what you've given them, you know.
Yeah.
So even no matter how hard you try,
yeah,
in that moment to give them who you really are,
so
they'll be like, ah, tipi untwembu mara marobana. That thing will like kind of like discourage you, because you'll bring out a single, put out a single, but just because it's not what they are accustomed to in terms of features, and features, bear in mind, features, you only doing the hook, right?
Yeah.
And you know, like,
it's not a whole thing.
Yeah. So with my own thing, I can do the whole sentence, you know, the head, the body, the conclusion. I can do the whole thing. And now the way I approach it is not what they used to. So I have to detach them from that feature thing. So it was, I did put out like two singles.
Yeah.
But I think it was too feature for them, man. It was too much for them, man.
I want to just try and play something new you've done.
Yeah, please.
Between Amo and I Got You, what should I start with?
Let's start with Melo, man. Let's start with Amo.
Okay, cool. So this is TP. We continue with our conversation on the other side of this. This is definitely a father of two singer.
You know what I mean?
This is definitely a father of two, I can tell.
Yeah, man. That's the space I'm in.
So what was the inspiration here?
It was love. Love was the inspiration, you know? I felt like there were not enough love songs anymore, you know?
Yeah.
We were busy, you know, having fun in R&B. Even in R&B, like, we're turning up a lot, so...
Yeah.
I just felt like we should tone it down and fall in love again, you know? And I hope a lot of people get married to this, first dance to this, you know?
Yeah.
It's December. It's that season.
So how do you survive from being the king of features to just staying at home then? I mean, the most common question that comes up is, so then how are you making a living?
Yeah, well, I'm not just staying at home, you know. I do work on music behind the scenes, you know. Like,
okay.
With a lot, like the rappers, I don't sing them. I just do the production.
Okay.
You know, I do the writing.
Oh, so the production has been going.
Yeah, TV, ads, scores, like there's a lot of spheres in music where you can make music and make money off of music, but it's just that when you as the artist, you know, it was too tainted for me.
You still have friends in the business?
A lot.
Okay.
I still hang with them. So
how many times have they tried to get you out of semi-retirement?
Funny enough, there's so many features that I've done, so we had to pull them back with Mpahlwa and Vongani. We had to pull songs back. Like, I did a lot of songs with Tito. I did a lot of songs with Pages. Like the family, Glitz. I did a lot of house songs, but we just only recently dropped one now.
Yeah.
Out of like 200.
Okay.
With Gobs. And then, that's how... There's a lot of places to make money or a living in the music industry.
Yeah.
Nah, but I didn't go 9 to 5. No.
Are you happy with the approach you've taken?
Oh yeah,
no regrets whatsoever.
No. Like, it's always been in me, you know. It's just that I couldn't present it at the time.
Yeah,
they wouldn't accept it. Not at that moment. Not in that moment.
Yeah,
it wouldn't. Like, I remember I dropped. There was a single I dropped, like, in the midst of everything. But it was, they were not ready for it.
They were not ready, he says.
No, I'm telling you. I kid you not. They were not ready for it.
That is absolutely insane.
They're cool.
What are you working on at the moment? Like, I get it. I'm hearing singles. Is this coming from a specific album?
Okay, my EP is done. I'm going to drop 4 EPs. Because they're done, not because, you know, I'm buying time. Because they're done, and it was like, it was gonna be a double. This is practically the album that I had before I reworked on a new album. So it was gonna be a double disc. So I'm gonna break it into 4 EPs.
Yeah.
Okay. Because TP Time is the album, so I'm gonna break it into 4 quarters. So the EP is gonna be 4 EPs. They're gonna drop consecutively, like, not too much time apart.
Yeah.
And then the album is dropping early 2019.
What do you think of the what's the state of the industry?
Oh yeah,
it's in your eyes. Yeah.
Yo, it's grown a lot.
Did you think it would make it this far?
No, not a chance, bro.
Really?
Nah, not a chance. Not now. I thought eventually.
Yeah.
But not in a short space of time. But I think hip hop has got a lot to do with it. Like, the hip hop guys really put in the work, like, relentlessly. You know, like, in terms of, like, giving the game dignity. You know, like, we getting what like, the game. It's worth it now to be in the music industry. Like, it's credible. You know, it's credible now. You can make a living off of being a musician. Like, a lot of people, like, I think it's owed to hip hop. Like, the way they just the unforgiving nature, like the you know, like the AKAs, the Caspers, the unapologetic nature of their approach to the game.
Yeah.
So it's grown, man. And also, I think it's the collaborations. You know, Africa has become so close, you know.
Yeah.
We all coming together in the music industry, and we collaborating a lot, you know. And now Nigeria has been doing it for a minute, you know, in terms of, like, doing the global grind. So yeah. Now that collaboration also has sort of, like, opened up the game. So when we collaborate with our brothers, they paying attention to them, now they pay attention to us. Okay, now we're just going a bit ahead, but, you know, it's it's always better when you work together as a continent.
Yeah.
You know, on a world stage.
Let's just take it back a bit to the genesis of TP.
Yeah.
Where did it start from?
It started when I was in high school. I was in high school and Amu was friends with my publisher at the time, you know. We're trying to put out music at the time. I was in high school, we didn't know what we were doing. And then Amu knew Specs. You know, Specs had just opened a publishing company. Met Amu. Amu was, like, blown away. We started doing features. That's when I started working on a couple of records with Amu. But the first one that came out was through Boza. Boza from Squatter Camp.
Mm.
That's the first feature that was actually singled out, and they made it a single, and it actually popped. And then from then on, we never looked back, man. And then Amu put me on a lot more projects with Selvin, Wicked, Proverb. Never stopped. The machine just started there, you know. And I released one album in 2006. 2006, My Perspective, which was my first album and my only album till this day. And with that album, I won a Metro FM award. Same time, same year. And yeah, man. And the features came even more after the award. So that kind of, like, you know.
Was that overwhelming at any point?
Eventually it was. When I started putting out music and people were like, yo, man, like, it's dope, man. But like, on features, man, you like. I'm like, oh my God, not you again, man. Not you feature thing again. So I had to really get away of that thing and just...
Look, it takes a special person to take your career to those heights.
Also.
And then maintain some level of control to a point where you are able to withdraw from the business just so you can realign yourself. That takes...
You know what I mean?
You're very brave to do that. That's like what Dave Chappelle did.
You have to do that. Because when you let it go on for so long, the beast, you're feeding it. Right?
Yeah.
You're feeding it. Like, that's what it gives birth to. Right? It's something else. It's another thing you can't get rid of. You know, you've given life to it. Unless you just terminate it completely.
Yeah.
Completely, completely, completely. So, and also, you don't want to lose that thing of... you don't want to lose your musicality. You don't want to stop making music. So I never stopped making music at all. Like, I make music every day. So just to, because it's my thing, I mean it's in me, so I just kept on making music. And I feel now it's time, because they're asking me where I am too much now. Like, it's fine.
Yeah,
like, I'm back. It's cool. It's cool, I'm back. We're making music again, and I'm making music I enjoy a lot, and I think they get it. So the video, after the Amor video just dropped recently, like, I was like overwhelmed by the calls I'm getting, like, and you know, like, the people are still, you know, they miss the music, like that kind of music, and that's what I wanted to achieve with Amor, you know. So
let's do this. Yeah. So this is what we're gonna do, right?
Oh no, I said I'm gonna sing something and then he'll follow me. That's the other song.
Okay, is that what we're doing for now?
That's what we're doing for now. We'll play I Got You Later.
Okay, so for now you're going to do something for us. The band is going to follow you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, stand by. We're hanging out with TP.
You ready? Come on.
Yeah,
one,
that's...
2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The only Africa experience.
Oh, the only Africa experience.
The only
Africa
experience. What you worry about now for, when we've got a lifetime to go? Oh, you're right where we belong. In each other's hearts, girl, we home. Let's go again. Now tell me, girl, what you worry about now for, when we've got a lifetime to go.
That's right.
Yeah. You're right where we belong. In each other's hearts, girl, we home.
You got it?
Yeah, girl, what you worry about now for, when we've got a lifetime to go. Yeah, girl, we right where we belong. In each other's hearts, girl, we home. Now listen, see, now and then I get it wrong, but that don't mean I love you less. These things are only meant to make us stronger. We've been at it for too long, and every moment, girl, I treasure. And I never trade it for no one or nothing, girl. Yeah, we made it out of trying situations, all purely cause of pure love, I swear. So please don't be paying no mind when they be saying all the BS just to try to break us apart. What you worry about now for, when we've got a lifetime to go, girl. Oh yeah, lifetime. Oh, we right where we belong. Yeah, in each other's hearts, girl, we home.
Hook again.
What you worry about now for, when we've got a lifetime to go? Whoa, yeah. We right where we belong. In each other's hearts, girl, we home. Girl, we home, yeah. What you worry about now for? When we got a lifetime to go. Oh, yeah. We ride where we belong. Oh, yeah. In each other's hearts, girl, we home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I see you.
I see you, man. The one is called Lifetime.
Is this from...
It's from one of the EPs. Not the first one.
You sounded nice, man. You sound very man, comfortable, more importantly.
Yeah, man. We get in there. We get in there.
So this is the plan all along. Like, is this your sound? This is you?
Yo, my sound is... Yeah, basically, this is me, actually. This is me. This is my sound. We got cushions, you know? Cushions, candles around.
Yeah.
Me on a stool with talented people like my brother over here. You never told me his name. I don't know why. So this is me, man. Like, setting the mood right before you guys go in and, you know, populate at your hives. Yeah.
Let's talk about family.
Yeah.
You've got two kids now.
Yeah, man, I got two kids.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I got two kids. I got two beautiful kids.
Has that changed you in any way?
Of course. Like, you care about things you never cared about. Mm. You pay attention to things you never paid attention to. You know, you're more wary. You know, you want to live longer.
Yeah. Have you always been a family man?
I've always been a lover when I own you. I've always loved, you know. I wanna love one person for a very long time, you know. Or till death, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, one person and my offsprings, you know, for forever, you know. And I love my family, you know. I love my mother, my siblings, my grandmother. I'm blessed with both grandmothers, you know. Man, I love family. Family is a beautiful thing, and it keeps you grounded, you know. That's the only place the truth comes from, you know what I mean? That's the only place. So that's what I value about family. We never spend enough time with them.
Yeah.
You know, like, because of what we do.
Isn't it ironic? It's the people whom we care for the most that we spend the least amount of time with.
Yo, trust me, man. Like, that's crazy. Because I've been raised by a mother who travels. Single mother. Not because Pops was a deadbeat. Nuh-uh. Pops is late, you know. He passed 89, you know. So she had no choice. So she travels, man. Like, I've been raised by somebody who's never around, because she's trying to hustle for the fam, you know.
Yeah.
So it's something that we kind of like used to in the family, but the love is very strong. Like, I don't know, I don't telepathy. I don't know if you believe in it, man. Like, but we got that telepathic kind of love, you know. We understand that we're not there physically, but we always got each other in mind. So we've got that kind of love. But when we're together, it's always awesome.
I'm going to throw a few words at you.
Yeah.
You tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Death.
Afterlife.
Love.
Everything. All. It's everything.
Time.
Borrowed.
Music
heals the soul.
What do you think of the deaths that the music industry experienced in the past couple of years?
Yo, man, like, yo, O'Neal, dog, like, that's, you know, man, like, that's the, like, this year was very tough, man. Like, it was very tough. Like, these, okay, from the Flubber one. From the Flubber's passing, like, that was hard, man. And this year alone, I experienced, like, the closest, you know, industry, if I should call it that, deaths. Those were very close, man. They were too close to me, you know. Like, I was too close to Pro, like, people know, like, he was like my brother for real, for real. So it was a very tough time. Like, I didn't expect this question, but okay. Damn, man, it's been hard, man.
Beyond the music talk, you know, and by the music talk, I'm talking about where, look, we talk past one another a lot of times. Like, more times we talk past one another, we don't really get to the heart of the issue. So I'm trying to figure out what happens behind the scenes when you are taking a break from recording with the other artists. Does the conversation ever delve into real life issues to a point where guys are able to? Is the environment ever conducive enough to speak beyond the fallacy?
Let me tell you one thing about that is that, like, I was very close with both of them, Pro and Jabba. So they were the kind of people that you could talk to, you know. They seemed very, I'm not gonna speak for Pro. It's a different situation.
Yeah.
But similar in some kind of way, you know. Jabba was a fountain of knowledge, man. Like, never ending, you know. Like, he seemed like the strength in Jabba. That's what made everything seem so, like, it was so shocking to everyone, because Jabba, we all know Jabba is a very strong person, strong character, strong will, you know. He always seemed like he knew how to solve situations and what to do, you know. So when this happened, it was like, I couldn't believe it, man. I remember I was actually chilling at the crib, man. I hadn't woken up. We had a late night. I saw tweets going on, and then I think Paige called me. It was like, yo, dog, is this true? I was like, what do you mean? What, this BS on Twitter? I don't know, man. That's just some people talking.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man. Like, I couldn't stop, man. Like, I was finished. This giant, this strong person, Jabba, yeah. We were just together not so long ago, you know. He was the one, like, he was comforting people at Pros, you know. He was making sure everyone is not too down. He was playing the music, you know, at the crib by Pro. Like, I was like, no, man, not Jabba. But I think the thing is, O'Neal, we need to be consistent in terms of checking up on, you know, the people we care about, even in your industry, man. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're not all going to be friends, but really, like, those you build real friendships with, man, just check on them, check up on them, you know, check, hey, O'Neal, what's up, Joe, what's up? I know, even if he lies to you, man, just, you won't, you know.
Just be there.
Just try.
One way or the other.
You know, we lie to each other. Like, you'll ask me, T, what's up? Yeah, man, what's up? Never go chat. I won't tell you the two kids or what, they bothering me or school fees. You know, like, common problems that happen to anyone, like, because of what? I don't know, maybe our pride, I don't know, you know? Because also, the industry, fame, has got this thing about it that you can't break down. I don't know why people think they can't break down or they can't be.
There's no room vulnerable. For vulnerability.
No, you can't, dog. You can't not be vulnerable. You're only human. You know what I mean? Just get somebody. Like, throughout all these years, we do come across one or two real friendships in the game. Those are the people that you need to be talking to and explain to them, yo, man.
Yeah.
And it does happen that you have people who were there before you in the game, you know. So mostly that's where I go to, you know, to really talk, because they'll know what to do. They'll tell me things I probably want to hear, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go to, for me, I'll go to Amu, you know. He's been through it and he's been through a lot of stuff, ups and downs, you know. I talk a lot with Paige, you know. He's
a solid guy. Every now and then we chat as well, myself,
you know,
and Paige.
We need
that guy.
We need to do that. Like, we need to start talking more, and no shame, man. Like, it's okay. It's okay to go through a slump now and then. You know.
I was going to ask you about your inspiration, where you draw your inspiration from. Look, it's not always a flat line. It's ups and downs. You go through all kinds of things, unexpected, expected. And What is your source of strength when you are experiencing a tough time?
At the moment, I'll say at the moment, I've got kids, man. It's my kids, you know? My kids, at the moment I got my first kid, my son, Mino, that's his name. The moment I got Mino, I knew, man, like...
Your purpose was much broader.
Yeah, there's nothing. I can't think of failing myself or him, you know? I can't even... Like, it wasn't even an option to not be here. You know what I mean? I don't want to say selfish. I'll sound judgmental, but I can't. I can't not be here anymore. Like, I can't, you know? But that's my source of... I remember my kids every single moment that, you know...
When it's hard.
It gets hard, man. You know? It gets hard, it gets stressful, but... Yo, man, like, we'll keep on keeping on.
If you're not doing music...
I don't know. What am I doing?
Yeah, like, what do you... Bro. When you're taking a break, is there even a break with you?
Nah, bro, what break? What are you talking about? What?
But it can't be.
You're making this thing sound like the cotton fields, man. Like, this is music. It's fun, no, wait, man. We do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we chill, man. I chill with the homies.
Okay.
I used to play soccer.
Do you watch TV?
I used to play soccer. Now and then.
What do you watch on TV?
Music shows.
Okay, so I watch, that takes us back
lot of,
to music.
I watch a lot of YouTube. TV, I watch... What TV is your language? Yo, Unil, I watch nothing on TV, man. I just watch the music shows. Like, I miss Strip Down. It's gone. Oh, the JR Live Sessions.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I watch that, man. And... I watch a lot of series on... I watch Netflix a lot. I watch Netflix.
Don't we all? I don't sleep because of that thing.
Is it?
Listen, speaking of stripping things down, can we just do something?
Yeah, man, I don't know.
But this time around, anything. It's a challenge.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Okay, cool. So I'm going to give you a name, and through that name, you're going to create a melody.
Okay.
And ultimately, we'll have a song, right? Mino.
Mino?
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's so many songs about Mino, man. Like, that's come cool. on.
That should be easy.
That's too easy. No, give me another name.
Come on.
Mino and what?
Oh,
you'll throw in another name.
Okay, I'll throw in some more words.
Okay.
As you continue. Stand by. We're coming back. We're hanging out with TP.
All right. No, man.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The home of African talent.
Yeah. Let me get the key right quick, cause this song is about me, no, yeah. You don't wanna sing off key, no, no. I thought you were gonna throw in words or two, cause this too easy. Easy peasy, then again my name is TP, yeah.
Water.
Yeah, that's water is life. You know what I gotta do tonight. I bother nobody, I do this day all day, all night. I mumbled a bit, but I get it right back quick. Right quick.
Sex.
Yeah. Ooh, baby girl, tell me where you be. I don't give a damn, baby, as long as you get your ass here real quick. Oh, girl, quit asking me about my ex. On my mind, all I got is sex. Oh, quit asking me about my ex. All I got in my mind is sex.
Holiday.
Holiday. It's about to December. Okay. Me and my fam about to go out all day. Yeah, sit by the beach, parlay. I don't give a damn, call the homies to party. You know why? Cause it's a holiday. Yeah, you know why? Cause it's a holiday. Yeah, O'Neal, what's next?
Why you smiling like you're saying cheese? I don't give a damn what the bus say, freeze. Popos in America walking up to a black man, they saying freeze. For what? I don't know, but it's okay. I'm up on Cliff Central with O'Neal and we alright. We living. Oh yeah, teepee time once again. And I'm freestyling like I always do. Yeah, you know what they say about that. They say, yeah, never ever. Oh, shit. Ooh, girl, tell me where you got that back from. Apple booty, apple booty, apple pie. I love it all. It's all mine. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. I call my girl from my Apple phone. Yeah, girl, you know where we Apple phone. I don't know. I lost that Apple flow, but I'm going to get that Apple flow right back. Like
marriage.
Sacred. Matrimonial. Sacred. I don't know about marriage, but I'll be taking. Girl, you know, yeah, the girls are shaking. They don't know how you do it. No, my freestyle losing its way, but I'm gonna get back on the way. Yeah, TP time freestyling again. I'm married. Amazing, amazing, everything's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, TP time amazing. And that music is playing. I don't give a damn. I'm from the school of hip hop. That's why I do this so well.
Friday.
Oh, damn. Oh, then again, it's Black Friday. But the people don't know where it came from. Yeah, they used to trade them slaves. The black folk used to be taken for a man. Oh no, then now we take it for a ride. Everybody know it's Friday night. Friday ain't twice in. Fucking Miley sales blunt, man. Yeah, I don't know about this freestyle thing, but I know I can sing all day. Okay, I'm done with you, man.
The O'Neal Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neal Africa Experience.
The O'Neal Africa Experience.
If I still think you're beautiful, yeah. Hell yeah, girl, I still think you the most beautiful girl in existence. And I don't want nobody, nobody but you. And that's true, baby, that's true. The sun always shines in the morning. I'll always answer when you be calling. That's a promise to you. Baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I got you, girl, I got you. The sun always shines in the morning.
That's right.
I'll always answer when you be calling. That's a promise to you. Baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I got you, girl, I got you. Cause I only got eyes for you. I only got eyes for you. What I feel inside is only for you. For you. For you. The sun always shines in the morning. I'll always answer when you be calling. That's a promise to you. Baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. Cause I got you, got you, I got you.
I think this version is amazing.
Which version?
This one.
Dope, man. Nice on the keys, man. Damn.
Ah.
Like, dope on the keys, man.
TP.
That's
TP,
one is
TP.
That one is called I Got You, you know?
So this is from the upcoming project.
Up the end, man. It's like, sorry, people. I don't know what they do that. But
no,
this
man,
is
listen.
Beautiful.
We love what you do. We love what you do. And
this
we
is from.
You.
This is the current single from the first quarter of the EP.
Are you working with anyone in particular? Features?
No.
No features.
On the first one, there's no features.
Okay.
On the first one. And the second one, I'm bringing in all the features. And I'm bringing in the guys, the family, Tito Page, Kid X. Who else could you, is on this thing? And many more.
Is there anyone you enjoying listening to?
Right now, I'm enjoying Nasty C.
Nasty C.
Yeah, Nasty C. And he's amazing, that boy, man.
He is. He's quite talented.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But singers locally, I like Zoe Modiga.
She's remarkable,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's crazy. Nice.
Yeah, we had her here, it was 2 weeks ago, I think.
Zoe. I like, the boy. Loiso Kijana.
Yeah. That's another one.
He's crazy nice.
So much talent out there, right?
Luiso Kichan is crazy nice. I unfortunately, I only have one song of his. I want to listen to more, but I've got all these cover versions, you know? I'm a fan. I listen to... that's about it. Strava? I like Strava stuff.
How would you like to be remembered?
How I like to be remembered is pioneer, you know, somebody never gave up. Because like right about now, O'Neal, what I'm representing is the movement of R&B. Like, I know a lot of people say it, but we really have to like come through for it, you know, and never give up on it. Because I feel like I'm betraying it every time I do a house song, you know, and I'm like trying to, you know, get. So like I'm trying to focus on it solely until it gets to where it needs to be, because there was an era when Guaito, you know, struggled and pulled through because of whatever
the people
in it, you know, they were persistent, and in terms of bringing it to the forefront of pop stream and pop culture in Africa. Because R&B has been a part of popular culture forever, worldwide. So, but in South Africa, it's struggling. It's been struggling for
what
years.
What do you think that's the case? It doesn't even get airplay, doesn't it? It's not as...
I do not know. Like, I'm trying to figure it out, you know? Like, hopefully, the sound... And I'm not trying to compromise it at the same time, you know? Because we can't compromise it and add this and that. And no. Like, it's been struggling. We tried. I mean, I've been there ever since the era when... Loiso were trying. They did something, you know.
Yeah.
We would, but it's we've got a lot of amazing singers and artists, like R&B artists, and but I think we need a bit more. So I'd like to be remembered as one of the people who fought for it to be where it's gonna be. I believe it's only a matter of time. Angie Santana is here. You know, she's my friend like that. So I'm very happy for her and what she's doing. And I think she's very talented. And she's playing her part in bringing it to the mainstream like where it deserves to be. So I root for people like that. I root for people like that. And like I'm the first one there, man, if they need anything, you know? So like every genre is gonna go through that. Like hip hop went through it. Y'all were mocking it out there. Yes, ET, this and that. But you know, R&B will get there eventually. That's what I'm fighting for. That's what I wanna be remembered for. That's one of the things I wanna be remembered for.
TP time.
Of course.
Brother, thank you very much for
thank
making
for
the
having
time.
Me, man. I think are we done?
Yeah.
No ways, bro.
We are done.
Thanks for having me. Oh man, like don't be a stranger, bro.
No, please come back. We need to do a lot more of this.
Oh yes, yes. After I drop the EP, I'm gonna drop it off to you guys and you know, like
please make sure it comes back. Know, look, come back, come do an unplugged session with
please,
us.
Please, man. I was hoping we'll
set
to
up
hear
cameras.
The other guys play, man. Like
we'll set up cameras happened? And all that.
Yeah. Hey son, yo man,
Black Jack's, Friday for everybody.
The Jack sabotaged me, man. Like, but
yeah,
definitely
no,
after
but
I drop
good.
It, I'm gonna send it through to you first. Man.
Please, man.
You're one of the first people I'll send it to. Like, we go way back, man. Like,
yeah,
you know,
for real. People
been,
don't
man.
Realize
we've known each other for years, man. Like, yo, like, me and O'Neal have known each other for years.
Shout out to Maestro. So.
It's only now that he's making. Oh, Maestro, well, damn.
I know. Oh, we'll take
I know.
That
I
off
spoke
air.
To him. I spoke to him.
We'll
I'll tell you about
off.
It. So yeah, man. Like yeah. So everybody, thank you for still anticipating my music. I appreciate it a lot. Like it's not every day that everybody can just wake up and decide to come back and you know they being received the way I'm being.
I
received.
Think what we need is a TP, like the TP experience.
No, definitely you'll get it. You'll get it, I promise.
We have to like unplugged.
Yeah.
With the 10-piece band.
Well rested.
Like the works.
No, definitely.
We need that.
I'm on it. I'm planning a show soon just by the towers.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll let you know the specific dates, but it's unplugged. It's like cushions, like I told you.
Yeah.
It's cushions and candles, like I told you. Come with your significant other, you know. Let's hang. You know.
Or you can find one there.
You know what I mean? You know, like you know, O'Neal, me. I'm promoting the one. I'm promoting this thing of ones that already exist. You know, what you do with your time at my show is none of my business. You know, if you came to break up couples, you know. Because they came there, you came there alone. The girl decides to recognize and like you, and then you break. You know that's not on me.
What kind of girl is this?
Listen,
just get up. Like,
no, they not.
I'm going with that guy.
No, she won't leave with you. But they sly these girls. But she will make sure that you get a hold of. You know. Yeah. Man.
It's not
oh
just
yeah.
Girls. It's
oh
not
yeah.
Just
this
girls.
One is called
the guys
Seasons.
Too.
Guys, look up for this. This oh yes. Oh yes.
Are we closing with this?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Put your heart at ease, I'll be right.
We have to do this. We have to do this. We have to do this.
It'll be like magic, I'll suddenly appear whenever you see.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we close the show today. Everything will be available as a podcast an hour from now, TP time.
Of course, thank you.
Much
for
love.
Me.
So this is how we're closing this with a live performance. We out.
See us, we got the same thing similar to wrong.
Hey.
those who said till death do us part, and that was so, girl.
The background vocals, what is that? It's
crazy, bro.
Always be yours, yeah, yeah. All seasons may come, pass and go, but my love will always be yours and only yours. Baby girl, I swear that all seasons may come, pass and go, but my love alone will always be yours and only yours.
I'm out.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
This is CliffCentral.com.